Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So as always, we're very grateful to you for listening in. We are continuing our series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates and having a great time doing it. And today we have with us Janine, and I believe you are on the line. Janine Hammond, are you with us?
I am. Thanks for having
Good
me
morning.
Today, Jennifer.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And these are, you know, quick little excerpts. We learn a little bit about each of our staff. And so we're going to just jump right in with you today and ask you to tell us a little bit about your role and work with the agency.
Okay. Well, I joined Adoption Associates almost a year and a half ago. My role primarily is the adoption caseworker, and you might first meet me if you're pursuing domestic adoption. I facilitate the domestic adoption awareness classes. So those are about a three-hour class that the families come to, and you kind of explore whether or not domestic adoption is right for you. And that's kind of one of my first introductions to families. And then the next is I am a home study caseworker. So I go on the journey of either domestic or international adoption with your home study. And I go through that journey and lay it out with you. And we gather all the information and education and all the resources and information that I compiled to write the home study. And then the other part of my role is I do post-placement visits with domestic and international, so it would be either babies or with children internationally. And so that's a very fun part to go out and see the post-placement visits and see the family together. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, my role.
Awesome. And all of this, you know, home study and preparing and education can sound very scary and intimidating to new families. But I know that you, along with our other caseworkers, work really hard to put families at ease and to be a resource to them as they go through this journey. On a more personal level, Janine, would you mind telling us just a little bit more about yourself outside of Adoption Associates?
Okay, yeah. I grew up in the Chicago suburbs, and that's where my family, all my siblings, mom, cousins, my all extended family, all live in the Chicago suburbs. But my husband is from Michigan, so he brought me over here about 24 years ago, and I know I am now a true Michigander because I stick up my hand and show you where I live. So that was a transition when I lived here. I was a school social worker for about 10 years, and then I decided to stay home and do the stay-at-home mom role. So I did that, and then when I decided to come back to work, I just really prayed about what to do, and that's how I ended up at Adoption Associates. My husband and I have two children. Our son is now 22, and our daughter is almost 19. We have this little dog that I'm very fond of. He's almost 14. He's a schnoodle, schnauzer poodle.
Awesome.
And I like to, you know, just hang out with family, friends. I like to read. I love to go for walks. You know, just kind of hang out and be with people. I'm a people person, so that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Awesome. And you touched on it just for a second there. And I don't know if you want to elaborate on it a bit. What drew you to working in the field of adoption?
Yes. Well, I think that it was placed in my heart when I was young. I just always thought when I was a teenager, I'm going to get married someday and I'm going to have kids. And part of that process is going to adopt. So we had our son, and then we decided adoption was right for us. And so our daughter, who is almost 19, is an adoptee, and we went on that journey. And she is adopted internationally from South Korea. So that's kind of what drew me into adoption work. I always have had a passion and a heart for it. And then when I decided to go back to work, after being home with my kids, I kind of just prayed, God, where do you want to put me? Where can you use my talents best? And this job opened up with Adoption Associates, and that's kind of how it started almost a year and a half ago.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you for sharing that. What would you say is your favorite thing about your work or your role in the adoption process?
Well, like I said, I am a people person, so I just absolutely love to work with families. I just really like to, you know, start the process. They're like a little bit nervous and they don't know what's going to happen, and just to kind of walk beside them and unfold that journey of what adoption is going to look like. And that's just really kind of, you know, really a passion for me to, you know, I have been on both sides of it with being an adoptive parent and now an adoptive caseworker, and kind of just walk beside them and kind of unfold that. And I am very passionate about the education piece. I believe that, you know, anybody, any of my families that have worked with me know that I talk education, because I just believe that, you know, being prepared, I mean, you can never be fully prepared as parents, but as much knowledge as we can take and use is just really a great thing. So I would say that, you know, just working with the people is my favorite, the family. So.
And do you feel, Janine, do you feel that you're, the fact that you have been on both sides of the adoption process, personally and professionally, better suits you or has better prepared you for this particular work?
Yes, I really do, because I know what it feels like to be nervous. I know what it feels like to, you know, when someone's asking you a lot of personal things and you're providing lots of information. I know what it's like to wait for that phone call to when, you know, I can remember that like it was clearly yesterday, you know, when the social worker called us and said, oh, we have your baby. So, yeah, it is fun. And so, and being on the other side, I know how important it is to go through every little detail and be organized and be timely, because that's what the family, you know, really needs. So, I think it's a good fit.
Yeah, great unique perspective that you have. What is something you think people would be surprised to know about adoption work or the work that you're doing?
I think that each you know, journey is unique. I think people think, oh, adoption, and, you know, they have this preconceived idea, but each family, each journey is really unique and special. And I think, but the part that people are surprised at, and I hear it by the third time I've met with a family and I go out to the home, and we've, you know, kind of gotten to know each other pretty well, and they're showing me around and we're kind of just wrapping things up. They say to me, this home study really wasn't as bad or as stressful as I thought it was going to be. And so I think that's what people would be surprised to know about this work, that it can be, you know, very nerve-wracking, but it also can be very fun and educational and very passionate and just, you know, a really great, unique experience for each family that goes through it.
Absolutely. And it definitely feels to us as a job well done when we hear families say those things to us, doesn't it?
That, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, we're surviving this. It's okay. We're, you know, the agency
yeah.
isn't expecting us to be perfect.
Right, yeah, right.
So you mentioned a little bit earlier when we were talking that I think you've been with the agency for a little over a year now. Is that right?
Yep.
So, you know, I hate labeling people new employees, but I guess in the spectrum of things, you're new-ish. But I'm interested in hearing from you about what you love most about Adoption Associates.
Okay. Well, I touched on it a little bit before. I'm a people person, and I love the ability to just work with all kinds of different people and families and, you know, have the experience of getting to know them and go on the journey with them. I just really love the staff. Adoption Association is an amazing group of women that are just have a heart and passion for adoption, and it shows in their work and in their just everything that they do. And there's not a time where they don't, you know, I've always reached out, being what you said, new. I've reached out to so many different roles and people, and everyone always happily answers any question or any concern I have, and they just really want to do what's best for the family. I love the fact that we are staff that prays for our families and our babies and our children and each other. You know, that's a huge part of who I am, is prayer, and I feel very blessed to work with so many families and staff members that also are very prayerful.
That's great, Janine. We are now at the conclusion of our podcast today, and so great news for you. You survived. You survived just like the adoptive family survived the home study. So
thank you
so much for your information today and for giving us just a little bit of a better look at you and your role within the organization, and I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. It's been fun.
For our listeners who may be interested in connecting with Janine or myself or one of our staff with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you. And our number is 800-677-2367. Again, 800-677-2367. Another big thank you today to Janine. Great show. And we will continue our summer series. Actually, it's going to continue into the early fall as well, of Meet the Staff. So we do hope that you stay tuned. We are going to have 1 week off next week, and then join us back the first Tuesday in August. We'll be talking with Heidi. But you can connect with Adoption Associates also through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We're going to say goodbye for now and hope that you join us again in a couple of weeks. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.